Game Balls.
Monday Night Football, one of two Baltimore Ravens. Two games last night. Baltimore Ravens win 41-31 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, we're giving out game balls. Ed Norris, who gets your game ball?
I'm sure it comes as no surprise who I'm giving my game ball to. I'm going to give it to King Henry.
Here's Henry, left side. Yep, it can change in a
there
play.
There he goes.
McCollum, the only man that can catch him, and he does. Ricard delivered a great block, and Derrick Henry goes 81 yards, his second longest carry of the year.
Yeah. Second longest carry of the year for King Henry. 169 yards and 15 carries. It's an average of 11.3.
Wow.
And a passing touch, a receiving touchdown, excuse me. He's just amazing. He really is. I mean, and people, they got to get it through their heads. It's like, we talked about this, you know, last segment, two segments ago. You know, he's not like Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell was 5'11. Derrick Henry's 6'3, 250. He's a monster of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he can fly. And I couldn't be happier he's on this team. I really, and he continues to produce every week, in and out. And it's like 100 yards is like nothing now. Nothing.
Not for him.
He just, that's expected.
And the great thing about it, Ed, he was just hanging around the first half. You know, I'm just hanging around. Let me know when you need me.
I mean, only 15 carries.
Yes.
He is leading the NFL rushing by a lot. He's got 873 yards already. Not halfway through the season. The next is Jordan Mason, 667. But he's just blowing everybody away this year.
Mike Preston, who gets your game ball?
Todd Monken, offensive coordinator. I mean, he is dialing them up. That one pass he threw to Mark Andrews, where he had the two receivers on the left, mm-hmm. and they both cleared out, and Andrews worked underneath. And I'm like, yeah, that's the way it should be. That's the way you dial things up. The screen pass was unbelievable. The touchdown to Justice Hill, the long bomb he threw. And then we all kind of talked about that yesterday, that if he had time to throw, you could make some plays on Tampa Bay's secondary. And he dialed it up, and he's up there high-fiving guys. They're showing him up there in the booth. And I'm like, he's having fun. I mean, and that's what you want when you're a coordinator. You want to have some fun, but you want to have success as well, and he's doing both.
Yeah, my game ball goes to a man that we've been asking about. Hasn't really shown the dominance that he showed last year. I think a schematic, but he was pretty good last night, and that's one Roquan Smith. You know, you heard about the acquisition. The announcers talk about it, what he meant to this team when he was the trade deadline acquisition a couple of years ago. How about 18 tackles last night? 18 tackles. And Ed, these weren't jump on the pile tackles.
No.
He rang a couple of bells last night.
Yeah,
he was all over the place.
It wasn't like he was in the vicinity.
He had 18 tackles, 11 of them solo, just looking good, playing his position. I love to see him play. Agent Zero,
again. You know, Phil, I just get amazed when people criticize DaCosta. I really do. He got Roquan Smith, which was the best acquisition available at the time. He gets him on this team. Best linebacker in football. You can argue Fred Warner, but they to me, they're the same. They're one and one. He does that. He gets Derrick Henry, who I never thought he was going to get on this team, ever. I never thought you'd see him in this uniform. And you got a loaded roster now. Both sides of the ball. And Kyle Hamilton, when everybody was, you know, moaning about the pick, this guy's one of the best defensive players in the league. Maybe the best safety in football right
Everybody
now.
Didn't moan about the pick. I moaned about the pick.
No, there were a lot of people moaning about that pick, man. Yep.
I moaned about it. I didn't like it. I was wrong. That's why. That's why.
Look, I mean,
as Mike Tomlin said, that's why Eric DaCosta is well compensated.
Right. Exactly.
That's why. Because he knows more than all of the rest of us. And I'm watching him on the sidelines just last night, Mike, standing behind John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. You know, but he's just intense.
He was intense. He's intense.
Oh, guy. He was so intense, man. He is so, he's brilliant in putting together a roster.
Yeah, and he was intense because I saw him also looking at his face. It's like, uh-oh, he wants to play. He ain't that big. He ain't going out there. But nah, it's kind of cool. It's even better listening to those guys up in the press box sometimes because they get very animated. They're fun to listen to because they're extremely competitive. It's good stuff. And he's made some mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes. That's just the name of the game. I mean, that happens.
That didn't work out, but I mean, it happens.
For the most part, and you look at this franchise and their record overall, they're in pretty good shape, and they got one of the best front offices in the National Football League.
Well, it's like anything else, Ed. If you only judge me on my mistakes, then that's all you want to see.
Yeah.
That's all you want to see. If you look at the whole picture, the total picture of Eric DaCosta is brilliance. Yeah, I mean, you didn't. I don't know if you mentioned the cornerback that we picked up with the pick six against Seattle a couple of years ago. Was that 2019? The one that Jeremy's afraid of.
Oh, Marcus Peters.
Marcus Peters. Yeah, yeah. Let's not forget about Marcus Peters.
That was a straight up robbery.
Yes, it was.
He just robbed them. I mean, he gave him Kenny Young, a linebacker we did not want for Marcus Peters.
What was more of a robbery? Trading the punter kicker?
Oh, Vedvik.
Vedvik? Or trading the other? He robbed a couple of people, man.
Including, the kicker got robbed, too.
Yeah, wasn't going to bring that up.
Yeah. Again.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterback presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Jeremy Cohn under the weather out today. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Ravens are tied for first place in the AFC North after last night's 41-31 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Ravens went down to Florida, stood on business. They come home at 5-2.